The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino. This program explores the issues and people making news regionally and nationally on AM 870, The Answer.
Coming up on this edition of Sunday Morning Newsmakers, Judicial Watch announced this week it had hand-delivered an ethics complaint to the chairman of the U.S. House of Representatives Office of Congressional Ethics. We'll talk with Chris Farrell, Judicial Watch Director of Investigations and Research. Then Sally Pipes, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Pacific Research Institute, says in a recent op-ed that at a recent Democratic presidential primary debate, all 20 candidates agreed on something surprising. We'll tell you what it is. Andy Bales is with us, CEO of Union Rescue Mission. We continue our series at the heart of the homeless crisis. But first, Henry Olson is a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center. He's also a Washington, D.C. columnist focusing on politics, populism, and American conservative thought. Thank you so much, Henry Olson, joining us from Ethics and Public Policy Center to talk about some of the stories this week. It's good to have you on our program. By the way, we enjoyed your appearance on Fox News this past weekend.
Thank you very much.
All right. There are a lot of topics. Obviously, people are going to be mulling over the post-Mueller appearance before Congress. Democrats really stake a lot on this. Republicans say, look, if you really study what's going on, it was all the things that Mueller didn't investigate is really the story here.
Well, you know, I think what the Democrats have wanted impeachment since before he was inaugurated. That's actually what polls show. And they remain flummoxed that the majority of Americans don't agree with them. And the vast majority of independents don't agree with them. So they're hoping that Mueller will change their minds. But what they don't understand is that they have so battered the president with constant accusations of misdeeds, many of which have not proven to be true, that people have tuned them out.
There's a term they use sometimes called baked in, where people's opinions about things have pretty much been set in. And if you haven't been following this or know anything about it or decided your side already, then you don't really follow news, right?
That's exactly right. And the other thing is that it appears to be completely partisan, that what happened with the Nixon impeachment was genuinely it appeared that Democrats were reluctant to impeach as opposed to eager to impeach. People from within the White House talked about things that had not been heard before that were clearly unethical and illegal. So that shocked the conscience. Here, what's being bandied about is partisan charges that are really little different than the sort that both parties levy against people in the White House when they're not in power. And the voters understand that, and they're responding in a partisan way.
With us, Henry Olson from the Ethics and Public Policy Center. All right, some of the other things going on. One of the stories that kind of slipped by was this deal that was worked out for continuing resolutions as opposed to having government shutdowns where people don't work for 5 weeks, but we pay them and we go through all that. Some on the right said, oh, shame, shame, shame. The president is giving something away here. Others say, look, it's probably a good idea because it's a tremendous waste of money. What was your take on solving these continuing resolutions versus shutdowns?
Look, the fact is that Americans do not want to see the federal government shut down. They react negatively to that every time it happens. And people on either side who think that they can gain a partisan point by shutting down the government are almost always wrong. So in that light, what they reached was a compromise that gave each party their highest priorities. And contrary to what some small government conservatives. One, the highest priority of people who are Republicans is actually more spending on defense, and they're willing to give the Democrats more spending on their priorities in order to get that. So I think the deal is a good deal and keeps the government open, which is what the American people want.
All right. Let's talk re-election polls. For a while, we were hearing, oh, everybody beats Trump. Everybody's 10 points above him, and Trump doesn't have a chance. And then you're starting to see, well, some other polls, maybe he does win. Well, you know, the last time around, we all watched the election cycle. They had Hillary Clinton way out in front and going to win this thing, and some of the same people were doing the same thing this time. What's your take on the polls? What do you read into them? What should we think about?
What a lot of the analysts forget is that Donald Trump does not need to win the popular vote to win the presidency. They focus on these polls and say he's behind. Well, he lost by over 2 percentage points and he still won the presidency because of the Electoral College. That hasn't changed. What I'm looking at is where is his job approval rating? Because if you look at the past two presidents running for re-election, they polled a little more than 1% above their final job approval rating. Right now, he's at 45%, which means he looks like he's going to get 46% of the popular vote. He gets 46% of the popular vote. He's a coin flip's opportunity of winning a very narrow Electoral College victory. He gets up to 46 or 47%. He becomes the favorite, even as he loses the popular vote, because the states that elect a majority of votes in the Electoral College tilt more Republican. And if he's at 47% nationwide, he's at or above 50 in enough states that he will win the Electoral College.
Yeah. Then talk about this so-called squad and the focus that the president has done, highlighting four freshman congresspersons who are running way to the left, really progressive, Green New Deal, let's take away health care for everybody and make it the government. Is that a genius move on the part of the president to forget the fray of candidates but have these people be the face of the Democrats, in which Americans really aren't that far left?
They are extremely left-wing. And I wrote a column about that for the Washington Post, that they are really so left-wing that it's the first time since the 1940s that the Democrats have a serious revolutionary left that views the center-left as being as much as the enemy as the right. They don't know how to deal with it. They haven't seen it in 70 years, so they just don't know how to deal with it. Trump shouldn't be focusing on things like their immigration status. What he should be doing is focusing their ideas. And it may very well be that as he hones his message and sees what works, that he will be much more effective in making them the face of the Democratic Party. And that is a wonderful idea for him, particularly now in the absence of any nominee to shoot at. He has something to shoot at and define the conversation. And while he should be doing it more effectively than he is, it is absolutely what he should be doing, and I think it's working.
We have a president who got elected who doesn't like long-term involvements in wars. This past week talked about, you know, what we got is we're like police in Afghanistan. Why are we doing that for 19, 20 years, whatever? So he has this side that doesn't want to get entangled in things. He's gotten out of the Iran deal. He's put the pressure on economically. Now Iran kind of fires back and takes somebody's ship, shoots things down. Where are we and what do you do next?
Well, of course, Iran is trying to up the ante because the sanctions are hurting quite a lot. And they want to do something that will either cause Americans to abandon the president or cause America's allies to irrevocably break with the president, and you know, that their only weapon is military. I think what the president should do is not give in to the temptation to engage in substantial warfare or substantial conflict, but he should not be afraid of protecting the ships as long as American force is used if you keep shipping open and in a very limited way, which is firing on an Iranian ship that is trying to seize a tanker, but not fire on Iranian assets beyond the Iranian territory, I think he's completely in the right, and that negates or minimizes the only weapon that Iran has, and that they will be forced to either abandon their nuclear program or to come back to the table to sign a better deal. And that's in the American interest.
Henry Olson, lastly, the field of Democrat candidates. Biden doesn't look so strong. You've got Buttigieg out there, Kamala Harris. What's your take on this crop of candidates, and who will probably end up running against the president?
Way too early to know who's going to end up. Using a baseball analogy, we've just started spring training. The real games don't start until right before the Iowa caucuses. Voters, millions of voters are not yet engaged. The highly partisan, the highly politically involved are. But at this point in a campaign, polls often switch rapidly. And one good debate performance can move somebody up or down, or one bad debate performance. So Biden holds an edge simply because about half Democratic voters are moderates. They don't want to go hard left. They want to go soft left. And as long as he is the only person who is seriously talking to those voters, he can survive quite a few gaffes and still be holding his own in the polls. So we will see how he does, but it's very early, and we should not overreact with each movement of the polls because there's plenty of time to go.
And the Democrats push so far to the left on health care. Many who want to take it in as a government program, have you do away with your, you know, private health insurance, not where Americans want to go necessarily. Is that a smart move on their part, or do they know something Republicans don't know?
No, it's a very dumb move on their part, but they are playing to that radical revolutionary left that is energized within the party. And I think you can see their dilemma in Kamala Harris, that she raises her hand saying that she will oppose repeal private health insurance on the debate stage when the eyes are on her, and then she walks it back in interviews a day or two later as her advisors catch her and say, hey, you know, winning a nomination on this platform makes it worthless. But the fact is 20 to 33% of the Democrats want a radical left platform. And until somebody stands up to them and says that this is too much, too far, and I'm not in favor of that sort of transformation of America, you'll continue to see Democrats run to the left and make mistakes that the president will be able to easily exploit.
Henry Olson, we'll have you back. Great conversation. Joining us from the Ethics and Public Policy Center that says defining America's ideals. Thank you so much for being with us.
AM 870, The Answer. Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.